Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. In a world simultaneously shaped by human intuition and AI logic, what kind of intellectual framework can earn the recognition of both? That is a question I keep returning to. I have tried to build a system that could persuade both sides, but I have to acknowledge an uncomfortable reality. Any grand framework looks clumsy the moment it meets verifiable efficiency. A McKinsey Supply Chain Resilience report can deliver concrete predictions backed by empirical data from hundreds of companies. What I offer is closer to asking how you reorient yourself when the unexpected arrives. That tension points to the disagreement I care about most. Do we need a tool that pursues maximum optimization along existing tracks? Or a compass that tells you how to find your bearings when the unknown appears? The tool's logic is, give me the data and I'll give you the answer. But when the war in Ukraine reshapes global supply chains and generative AI transforms knowledge work, what we may be lacking is not more precise prediction. It is a more agile capacity to reorient. My reading of the situation is this. The central problem with AI is shifting from factual error toward a vacuum of values. It will soon stop getting the facts wrong. But making judgments on correct facts that are genuinely aligned with human values requires traceable standards of judgment. So real authority may not reside in the perfect predictive model. It may reside in the willingness on the eve of a paradigm shift to ask a single question, what kind of future do we actually want? Where exactly that balance lies, I am still looking.